There was a bus crawling out of the bus station. A strange bus.
Ralph! Ralph!
What is it?
Don't make a noise like that.
Sorry. From the darkness at the further end of the shelter came a dreadful moaning, and they shattered the leaves in their fear. Sam and Eric, locked in an embrace, were fighting each other.
Sam! Sam! Hey, Eric!
Presently, all was quiet again. Piggy spoke softly to Ralph.
We got to get out of this.
What do you mean?
Get rescued.
For the first time that day, and despite the crowding blackness, Ralph sniggered.
I mean it,
whispered Piggy.
If we don't get home soon, we'll be barmy.
Round the bend.
Bomb happy.
Crackers.
Ralph pushed the damp tendrils of hair out of his eyes.
You write a letter to your auntie.
Piggy considered this solemnly.
I don't know where she is now, and I haven't got an envelope and a stamp, and there isn't a mailbox or a postman.
The success of his tiny joke overcame Ralph. His sniggers became uncontrollable. His body jumped and twitched. Piggy rebuked him with dignity.
I haven't said anything all that funny.
Ralph continued to snigger, though his chest hurt. His twitchings exhausted him till he lay, breathless and woebegone, waiting for the next spasm. During one of these pauses, he was ambushed by sleep.
What's happening to Ralph? The fire was always so important to him. It was his only hope of being rescued and reunited with the outside world. But now, he can't even remember why they need to have a fire. And he's cracking jokes while Piggy's trying to talk seriously about getting rescued. It's as though Ralph has almost forgotten that there even is a civilized world out there. Let's turn the page and read from the top of page 166.